Good morning. I hope you're ready for the news that, well, I think you need to know. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, we knew about it, but now we actually officially have heard it. It looks like former Vice President Joe Biden is running for president.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
Side note, I love the background music in these videos. They're so dramatic. Like, I need that. Now, I mean, President Trump's not going to sit back and do nothing. He was on the Sean Hannity show, and Sean Hannity asked President Trump what he thought about other candidates, and he went on and on. But here's him kind of talking about what he thinks about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're calling him Sleepy Joe because I've known him for a while and he's a pretty sleepy guy. A lot of people wanted me to change the word sleepy to something else that rhymes with it. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, hold on. Sleepy. What rhymes with sleepy?
Creepy. The other nickname is Creepy Joe.
I wasn't going to guess that. I never thought that.
You and I thought it was too nasty. Yeah. He's not going to be able to deal with President Xi, I will tell you. That's a different level of energy and, frankly, intelligence. He's not going to be able to do the job.
So if you're wondering, President Trump didn't think anybody else also running for the Democratic side would be that good either. But that's kind of interesting to hear the response right there. Before 1989, if you were born, you better listen up because I'm going to scare the crap out of you like I'm really on the news. If you were born before 1989, you may need another measles vaccine. Nowadays, children get two doses of the combination measles, mumps, and is it rubella? This is my medical side not knowing crap about it.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, whatever. Or an MMR is what they call it, vaccine, starting at the age of one. But prior to 1989, that's me, 1985, what up? People were given just one shot. So now with the new outbreak, those born before 89 may need another shot. But as recently as the 1980s, people in the U.S. and elsewhere were only given one shot. So this is just recently, you know, that they started doing that. In 1989, following a series of outbreaks, the public health experts in the U.S. kind of said, hey, you should probably get this two-shot thing. So they're not saying you have to.
So are you guys going to do it?
You know, probably because as much as I like time off work, that's not how I want to be spending it.
With the measles?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have a. Well, so what's the actual cutoff date? Is it like December 31st,
They're saying people before... I'd say roughly.
Yeah. Because I was born 2 months before that.
Well, listen, I hope you worry about it and stress all weekend. You can just call your doctor and say, hey, I heard my coworker talking about this. Do I need to worry?
Oh, you know what he's going to do. He's going to say, how much is it? And then depending on that, if it's less, if it's more than $5, he's just going to say, I'll chance getting
will
the measles.
Will it kill me? No? Okay. I will live with that. So... yeah, I feel like pork chops would come into work with the mumps for sure. Football talk. Liv the Web Girl loves herself some football. I bet she was watching this. The Arizona Cardinals selected Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray with the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. The Houston Texans picked Titus Howard. He's an offensive tackle with the 23rd overall pick. The Indianapolis Colts, they didn't have a pick in the first round. They have a second round pick when they get to go today. But the second and third rounds happen today, and then they finish up tomorrow with rounds 4 through 7. Liv the Web Girl, your thoughts so far?
Kyler Murray is the first person ever to be a first round pick for the MLB and the NFL.
Whoa.
Which I think is really cool.
Do you think he should should have went to the MLB?
I mean, I think he should do both. There's players that have done it before.
Look at that.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, there's different seasons, yeah. I mean, and they don't overlap,
yeah,
so you could do
really
it.
Yeah, they don't really overlap. The only thing that really overlaps is, like, training and stuff.
Like, maybe there's playoffs in baseball.
Yeah.
Getting wow, into that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
you should
playoffs
do both.
In baseball, too, is, like, the only thing where there's, like, overlappage.
You should do it.
Sports with Liv. Okay, did anybody here go to Coachella? I mean, sorry, Coachella? I hope not. There's an online herpes treatment service that says reports of herpes skyrocketed in Southern California over the past 2 weeks, which might suggest that there was an outbreak at this year's Coachella.
I'm not shocked.
They normally handle 12 cases a day in Southern California, just in general with stuff like that. But during the first 2 days of the festival, they received almost 120 inquiries, about 10 times more than average.
That's lovely.
I just don't think I want to go to Coachella next year. That does not sound fun to me. Today's a special day. It's National Pretzel Day. A few chains are offering some actual good deals. Usually I don't mention stuff because it's like, hey, blah, 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 you'll get a dollar off. No, give us something for free. If we're going to mention you, we want it for free. Wetzel's Pretzels, you can get a free soft pretzel today, no strings attached. If you follow them on Instagram, you can stop in next week. They'll give away another free pretzel to you. Also, Auntie Anne's. There we go. Yes, you can tell I go there all the time, has a buy one, get one deal all weekend, so you don't have to do this today, where your second pretzel will be free. And Snyder's is handing out free bags of pretzels, but unfortunately, it's not going to be in Texas or Indiana, so aww. I don't even know why I mentioned that. But if you're going on a road trip this weekend, maybe you'll get yourself some free pretzels.
Well, all the people out there that are as obsessed with The Office as I am, then you know today is a very big day. It's Stanley's favorite day. It's pretzel day!
Hey, everybody! I did not know that, but I haven't watched The Office more than once. So yeah. Now I know. And finally, I like to wrap up with alcohol as often as I can. It's a good thing to do. The new Bud Light flavor is Bud Light Lemon Tea. So, if you're curious what it tastes like, so you just got to mix some beer and lemon iced tea, and you'll be able to find out what it's like. I feel like that's going to be really good.
I'm like, I already hate beer. It's very hard for me to get on board with drinking a beer, and now they just made it worse.
All right, let me ask Liv, because I feel like she enjoys a beer from time to time. Do you think this Bud Light flavor, the Bud Light lemon tea, will be good, or no? Just your rough speculation without sipping upon it.
Without sipping upon it, first reaction, I feel like it's going to taste like trash.
Have you tried, was it Natty Ice, you know, that kind of like pink lemonade thingy, or what
ew,
did they come out?
That's so disgusting. No, I did not try that.
Okay.
But also, that reminds me of Pink Lemonade Burnett. Mm-hmm. Which used to be like the go-to when I was in
used to be?
High
I
school.
Thought it still was.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've never had that.
You've never had Pink Lemonade Burnett? That's
no.
like all we drank when we were like seniors in high school.
Let me go to my car. I'll go grab the bottle.
No, we were getting $5 bottles of vodka at Walgreens and making bullfrog.
Ew.
What's a bullfrog?
It's like a lemon lime soda, a packet of cherry Kool-Aid, and then you dump the vodka in there.
Of course you're going to put a packet of Kool-Aid into something to make it sweeter. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.